Jumpstart, number 1961. This was written on October 24th, 2017. 1 John 4, verse 19. We love because he first loved us. So there's been this stray cat hanging around our house. He looks pitiful and rough. He's not eaten in a while and is scared and jittery. My sweet wife felt sorry for this cat. She's been feeding him every morning. Now he hangs around looking for free food. The cat still won't let us get too close to him, but he's putting on some weight and his eyes are looking better. His life has gotten better because of the care my wife has given him. Now the weather's turning. It's supposed to get cold. She's worried about the cat. My thoughts are, it's an outside cat. He'll figure things out. That wasn't the right answer. So off to the store we went. We got a styrofoam cooler, straw, and a tub to put the cooler in. Last night, she was shaving the outside of the cooler so it would fit into the tub. Then she cut holes into the tub and the cooler so the cat could crawl in. The straw will be the bedding, and the lid will be with duct tape and sealed tightly. All of this with the hope that the cat will go inside when it turns cold. After my wife was done, there was a real mess to clean up. Styrofoam doesn't sweep up very well. There's lots of time put into this kitty hotel. The cat has no idea all the work that my wife put into this project. He doesn't realize what cat food costs and how much my wife is trying to not only save his life, but to make it better. This cat doesn't come up and rub our legs. It doesn't let us pet it. Get too close and it turns and runs. There's no thank you out of that cat. My wife is doing this simply because she cares for the critter. She has even named this cat. All of this took us to our verse today. God loves us. He loves us first. He loved us when we weren't very lovable. He loved us when we were not thinking about him. He loved us while we were still sinning. That's God. And in many ways, we are like that outside cat that hangs around our house. We show up for blessings and get to the point in our lives where we expect them. God has gone through a lot of trouble to not just keep us alive, but to make our lives better. More than styrofoam that is hard to sweep up, God had a cross. And he sent Jesus to a world that mocked him and laughed at him and challenged him and denied him and wouldn't even say thank you for all the trouble that he went through. There are times in our lives when we are called upon to do something that we really do not want to do. I was asked on stage once at a show at Branson. I really did not want to do that. I can only imagine what Jesus felt like coming to this earth. He did it. He did it willingly. He did it even though he may not have wanted to. He did it to make our lives better. God sees us not as cute, adorable puppies in a pet store window. We are like that stray cat at my house, not much to look at. We were rebellious and selfish. We ran from God. We tried to reach out for us, and we still ran away. We liked the blessings of God, but we didn't want God to be around. God didn't give up on us. He knew what was coming. He knew just what we needed. Instead of a kitty house, God prepared a cross. There was a sacrifice. God didn't give us junk. He sent the best of heaven, Jesus Christ. Pure, obedient, sinless, perfect. That was a sacrifice for us. We have no idea all the things that God went through. He did it for not his sake, but for our sake. Without his help, we were lost. We'd die eternally if God hadn't done something. Now, I don't expect much from this outside cat. A purr once in a while would be nice, but it's a cat. It doesn't understand nor really care what we went through. I've wondered if that cat would even be alive today had my wife not started feeding it. But we're not cats. We can do more than what that cat does. We are capable of understanding, and that's what God expected, and that's why he sent us the scriptures. More than that, we're capable of thanking God and trusting God and following God. We can worship God. We can obey God. He has saved us, and we can show our thanks by loving him and being like him. Some animals do well on their own. I don't think this outside cat was one of them. He looked like he was on a fast track to a quick death. We don't do well on our own either. Oh, so many of us think we do. They look at the square footage in their house, their fat 401s, the degrees on a wall, the season tickets to the ball games, the scrapbooks filled with vacation pictures, and declare that life has been pretty good for them. It has. They've been blessed. But they don't see what's coming. All the things that they have done will mean very little when they stand before the throne of God. What profit is there, Jesus asks, if one gains the whole world and loses his soul? Only God can save souls. Only God knows what it takes. It will be interesting to see if this outside cat will even make it to the shelter my wife constructed. He may avoid it. He may get some other animal in there. All this work may have been wasted. It may be something that the cat needs but never uses. He may end up freezing while the shelter is right there for him. And like that silly cat, some of us may freeze, not freeze, but die spiritually while our salvation is right there in Jesus Christ. All the work God has done may be wasted on us because we refuse to turn to the cross and obey the Lord. Our stubbornness will keep us away from God, and it will be our own death. It is amazing to see spiritual lessons all around us. Open your eyes. This is what the Lord has told his disciples. A stray cat that's hungry and a mess, a lot like us. Hope is found in someone greater helping out. It's the same for us. Do we get what God has done for us? Thank you for listening to Jumpstart Rewind.